getting rid of pesticides is far outweighs the, any kind of danger there's ever going to be from GMOs. There's just there's never been anybody ever been sick or let alone died from a GMO. It's just extremely safe technology. And I think what people don't like is the procedure and the ownership. It's the economics of it, that somebody owns the technology. And people say, I don't want anybody owning my food.
So it's a philosophy behind it rather than the actual...
It's a sociological, philosophical argument rather than a scientific argument. Mm. Absolutely.
So have you moved away from that in America then because of the consumer demand?
Well, yeah, but we're trying to come back with it now, with trying to have a different approach. It is wide open, and any country is only 3 meals away from a revolution. Because when you don't eat for a whole day, 3 meals, you're going to be upset. So farming and agriculture, I think, are going to be increasingly more important in the next 50 years, 40 years, whatever that is. As we increase the populations, we're going to have to do everything we can to maximize our productivity and be as efficient as we can. I think part of that is GMO technology. And they've got some cisgenic technology for some advantages for the consumer, some qualities that the consumer can enjoy rather than just the farmer. I think that'll make a big difference.
In South Australia, there is a ban on genetically modified organisms. Do you think that would hold the state back, and particularly the potato industry?
It may not now, but I think in the future it's going to be an important thing to consider using GMOs, because the advantage of GMOs is you don't have to use as many pesticides or as much pesticide.
How far do you think it is from being solved in America and taking off?
I'll bet it'll go in the next 10 years. Yeah, it might even be less than that. Our EPA or our USDA and our EPA are pretty friendly in allowing use permits to be approved and being tested in the field, and we have some in commercial trials, and I think it'll go in the next probably less than 10 years.
And how do you think that will change potato farming? Do you think the production will increase dramatically?
Well, it may not be dramatically, but it'll make it easier for the potato farmers to grow their crop. It'll give a better quality crop for the end user, whether it's the housewife or whether it's the McDonald's processing French fries. It'll just make a better product and make it more profitable for everybody up and down the line.
I just want to put to you our agricultural minister's reasoning behind maintaining the ban. He says that it's a great marketing tool to say that we are, as a state, GMO-free. Do you see that as an advantage?
No, because the people that you import to will probably accept GMO. For instance, if you market to China, they use GMO. If you market to Africa, those African countries, they all accept GMO because they're all starving to death. They really don't care if it's GMO or not. You're losing out on those markets. I think he's mistaken there. But.
Potatoes New Zealand Chief Executive Champak Mehta says the industry is yet to embrace GM, but it's watching progress very carefully.
In New Zealand, it hasn't had the appetite to embrace it as perhaps North America. I think at some point in the future, you know, we're going to crack the nut open a little bit wider and really kick that around. But at the moment, it's not something which is really taken off in New Zealand. There are certainly potato varieties out there that yield better, have got resistance to pest and diseases. So what you can do is you can breed, you know, the perfect potato. So get the right yield, right resistance to pest and diseases, the right flavour profile for end use. And so we're looking at that very carefully. In North America, they've gone actually quite far down that track. They have certain varieties that have those characteristics, and they use it for their designated end use. So we're watching that very closely. And I think, you know, Australia also needs to be aware that those opportunities exist and consider it, you know, in a broader framework. All I'm saying is, you know, we need to be aware of it, and we need to, you know, make sure we recognise what opportunities that they represent, not just put them aside with, you know, without considering that.